Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, cool.
Stiney.
Listen.
For me. She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, the game.
Giants lose another one. They lose another one. They lose to the Astros yesterday 6-4, but that's not what this exercise is going to be about. Yes, they were getting no hit through 6 1/3 of an inning. The bats didn't come alive until the top of the ninth inning. But it's a simple question. What are you now watching the Giants for? What are you watching the Giants for? 888-957-9570. Because we all thought they were going to stink before the season. They've been surprisingly competitive so far during the season. But what are we now watching for? What are we watching for, fellas?
I'm watching for finding out who can play moving forward on this team when the Giants get good. If they get good, and depending on how soon they get good, they're 7-11, and that extrapolates to 63-99, basically 100-loss season. And I'm asking myself, do you think they're a 100-loss team, or are they a 90-loss team? Because there's a big difference in terms of how to turn it around. And I think what we're going to witness the next year or two are players like Yaz, like Dickerson, like Solano, like Flores, with the goal being to find a couple more of players like that who you think you can move forward with and then time that right so that when you bring up the Joey Barts and some of the other guys from the minor leagues who you think are going to be staples, you can kind of match those two with a nice blend of veteran guys who've shown they can contribute over the last 2 or 3 years and then guys who are just breaking into the league. And then at that point, you can start seeing how good you are and maybe how good you can be. That's kind of what I'm looking at right now. And who on this team are you going to move forward with? And I think one guy you're going to move forward with is Logan Webb. All right, so there's one guy right there. Now you got to find more. Yaz is another guy. I get his age, he's 30, but Yaz is another guy. Yeah, he was a guy 2 years ago, nobody even knew who he was, and now he's probably an everyday outfielder moving forward for the next 2 or 3 years at least. Farhan is going to try to find those guys, those kind of guys, in the interim between now and that farm system maturing a little bit. That's where I think we're at.
And I'll tell you this. I let Steiny and Bonte, you heard it. I let him snooker me into a bet, about the Giants making
your boy
the playoffs.
Got snookered.
I'm a game and a half out. But what I wanted to tell you, even had the Giants qualified, we still don't know Steiny and Bonte. That wouldn't have superseded that this team needs a Joan Rivers. It needs a facelift. And right now, I've come to the realization that Solano, with his age, like Yaz, they're not going to be around when this team gets quote-unquote back. So I'm watching these games, Steiny and Bonte. Yeah, I'm having fun with the Mav because I got a bottle on the line. But at the end of the day, on our morning call, Bonte, you ran off Lucianos and the Davises and even Bart. But we know with baseball prospects, just because they get the opportunity or when they do, they still got to pan out. So I say that to say that's why I know I get on here and I rip Kapler. I didn't like him in Philly. I'm just not a fan. I'll leave him alone with this exercise. I just think the Giants, until they start getting rid of the dead weight, when we talk about contracts with the Crawfords, the Belt, the Longos, and the Posies, you really can't get down and dirty to see these young people play. And I don't know if you got the young guys on the farm, fellas, you know, to where if these guys don't, you know, hit right away, that you got something after that. Like, what's the rotation? I don't think they got enough. So that's why I'm like, this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Right. Surprisingly, they've been competitive. But Steiny asked a question that I thought was very interesting in our pre-show meeting. What is a success to you when it comes to the 2020 San Francisco Giants? What is a successful season? Is it making the playoffs? Is it being competitive? Is it winning 25 games? Is it winning 20? Is it tanking to get the top five pick in the Major League Baseball draft? To me, a successful year to me is shedding off one of these big money contracts. That's shipping out either Johnny Cueto, Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, or Evan Longoria. Because I don't think anybody's going to take Posey. Obviously,
wow,
he dropped it
out.
That's
a lot.
It is a lot. But can you get off one of those players? If you could start to shed the payroll and get this team ready, which I think will be ready to at least compete on a higher level, it's probably not going to happen until 2022. So can you get one of these big money contracts off the books? That would be a success to me in 2020.
Yeah, you know, Guru said, I don't see it getting better before it gets worse, or it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think it depends how you look at it. I really mean that. If they are able to do what Bonte says, maybe unload a Cueto and God, just lose a Brandon Belt, you know, just move him. To me, yeah, at that moment, you might make your team a little worse. But to me, those are good moves. They're moves that at least will make you better at some point. So, you know, the funny thing is we kind of go back and forth whether, you know, has this rebuild even started or not? And I understand how you could say both ways. You know, one way, no, it hasn't restarted because they got Belt and Crawford and all those guys. On the other hand, you could say, well, it has restarted because you can tell their at least philosophy is to start getting off those guys, and Bumgarner was the first. I just look at this team now and think he is I'm saying Farhan.
Right.
He's trying to find more major league players who can contribute on a team that's competitive. And he doesn't have a lot of them right now, and he's got to try to figure out a way to get those guys. And whether it's right away or in the next 2 years, you got to bite the bullet. Because I don't know that this is going to turn around in a hurry.
Yeah, and you just wonder. And what's funny, I remember game one, Steiny, we went at it when I said, why did Kapler replace Crawford with Solano? And now the guy's doing nothing but hitting 400. He can't field, but he can hit. And now with his universal DH, Bonte and Steiny, I just feel like he'll be attractive to a team that's in it. And then I wonder if you got to cut ties with Yaz, who is playing good. You gave him the opportunity to bust out. But if you're looking at where you're at, Farhan, that is, and you can get something for Yaz to where he can help another team contending or trying to get over the top, there's no way in hell I don't think Farhan's going to be like, well, this is a sentimental story. This is a great story. I got him from nowhere off the trash heap. No, you got to go get something, a commodity that you can bring back. But, yeah, Steiny and Bonte, I'm telling you, I will die on this hill right now with the 2020 Giants to where the rebuild has not started. They play hard. They get paid. And I know our producer Kyle this morning said, the game was over yesterday. And what? They come up in the ninth inning and they make a run. But I think when you put on a Major League Baseball jersey, that's expected. And I don't want to take anything from Kapler because they haven't quit. But at the end of the day, fellas, I really am not bothered. It's just, I'm pouring a double shot of my adult beverage here that this thing is going to be 2023 or 2024 before we see a competitive Giant team. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Goo.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say now – 2022, 2023 is when we'll see the youngsters. But from my experience in baseball, okay, you're going to see, but then you got to hope that they hit. You know what I mean? You got to hope that they turn into the Crawfords, the Belts, and the Posies.
But to me, that's that should be the fun part. That should be a fun part.
Interesting.
And here's the one thing. Here's the one. No, I mean, I'm talking. You know what was fun? I mean, no, it wasn't quite as fun as the five straight trips to the NBA Finals, but you know it was fun? When the Warriors got put back on the map in 2012 and watching this team, and then they watching them go in 3 years from a playoff team to a champion. That was incredible. The one thing, too, is I'm trying to look at silver linings here, and the one thing that I think could be a positive for them, nobody knows how teams are going to react to the trade deadline at the end of August. I really do think there are going to be a few teams that are going to say, damn, there's a month left in the season. It's a 60-game season, and let's go get some reinforcements. But they're not going to be reinforcements that are high-value guys. In other words, what I'm saying is I do think there's an opportunity, perhaps, that the Giants may be able to move off two or three guys. They're not going to get A1 prospects, probably not.
Nope.
But they're going to get off money, which is going to create more flexibility. You get a couple players in the minor league system who maybe can get you a little bit excited. And you start – I think you really got to tangibly start putting the past behind you. And I'm hoping that can happen with the Giants – at the end of this month when the trade deadline comes around.
You can make the argument that they've already started to do that. And what I mean by that is moving off of Bruce Bochy, not re-signing Madison Bumgarner. It's already started. And if you could move off guys, I think a guy like Kevin Gausman, he's throwing 98, 99. Some team may say, whoa, look at Gausman. We get him in the right situation here. Maybe he could help us in the playoff series. Johnny Cueto, Dave Stewart joined us yesterday, longtime Oakland A, 1989 World Series MVP, said that the A's need a lead dog. I don't know if Cueto could be that lead dog, but when you see the way Sean Manaea pitched last night, you're thinking, boy, do the A's really need a Johnny Cueto? Maybe that's a deal that can be made, and it takes money off the books here. When you look at the contracts, that's why I look at 2022 as the year to get all the youngsters up and maybe be attracted to other free agents outside of the organization. When you look at the Brandon Belts, if you could move off of that, if you could move off of Crawford, if you could move on LaGoria and all that stuff, that's part of the rebuild. I think it's already started, but it's been clouded by how bad this team has been, it's been clouded basically because of how they've lost these games this season. They've been more competitive than we all thought, but they are a long way away, so I think the rebuild has started. It's just a slow one because they were so far behind the eight ball. Farm
That's
system
right.
depleted. Depleted.
Because they were loyal, B. They were loyal.
Loyal to a fault. And so Farhan has to clean up Bobby Evans' mess. Mm. And not only that, think about this. He had to sit back for a year. You think Farhan wanted to come into a situation where he didn't get to have his own manager in year number one? He basically had to sit back and say, okay, this is Bruce Bochy's last year, especially when they got hot. I really can't trade Bumgarner. So basically his hands have been tied the first two seasons of his tenure. So this rebuild is going to be a little bit longer, and that's why the word patience is going to be important for Giants fans. You better be patient because it's going to be a long road ahead.
I think you're right there. I think the key to the what you said, Bonte, was I think they've started the rebuild too. Mm-hmm. We can dissect it any way you want. It's just not going to go that fast.
No.
Because it can't. Their players right now just aren't attractive to other teams. Some of them. I do think, I'm watching the Astros last night. They could use Johnny Cueto. I mean, they start winning games. They probably think, Verlander may come back at the end of the year. He's talking about. So, Johnny Cueto, a guy who can give you five or six, I think that could have a lot of value in this year.
Yep.
If other teams are in it. I call me crazy. I think they could probably lose Belt too. I don't know about Crawford, but somebody may take somebody may be interested in Belt if for no other reason than his defense. But I do agree it's going to take a little while. And I'll tell you what, the one thing that hit me last night, and it goes back a few years, but we're talking about the same guys: Sandoval, Crawford, Posey, Pence, Belt.
Yeah.
They won the World Series 6 years ago. It was 6 years ago. Like, not two or three. Like, six. So, to me, it's like, it's 4 years down the road for the Warriors, and you're now a 500 team, but you still have Curry, Draymond, and Clay. And it's like you have to find a way, like transitioning after a championship. I think that's really where we're burying the lead and where we're kind of, what am I saying? We're realizing how difficult it is.
Right.
You can't, once you win a championship, you can't stay on top. It's virtually impossible to do. And I think that's one of it's been done, but it's hard.
And that's why you look at and I know it's different sports, fellas, but you look at the Patriots, you look at the Spurs and how they've remained competitive even when they don't win a championship. You marvel at that. But I will say this, if Bobby Evans and the regime prior to Farhan, you know what? If I can't fault any of them because I go with my heart. And they didn't know Buster was just going to get zapped of his power or have physical problems. They didn't know Crawford was going to be the Crawford that he is now and maybe Belt. They were drunk off of their success, 3-5. And I won't condemn them because I probably would have did the same thing. But I guess I'm just adding, fellas, the management got a lot of bad luck from a physical standpoint to where guys just aged overnight, and this is the price you pay for it. And I know they wrote the checks, Bonte and Steiny, but I'm looking from a physical standpoint. When they re-upped these deals, right, they didn't see Posey just turning into rolling the ball over to third and short on a nightly basis. So the heart was in the right place, but I'm sorry, I keep making, and we're up on the lottery here, I keep making the parallels with the Warriors. And I know Steph, Clay, and Dre are not there, but one bad move or two, the Golden State Warriors could be facing the base basketball version of what the Giants did by being too true and ignoring signs.
Well, that one move could be the Draymond Green contract extension. We'll see how Draymond plays, because a lot of people think Draymond maybe got the Brandon Belt contract. I don't think so, but it's there. It's there. It's something to monitor. And it's not only just the World Series, Steiny, 2014, because you look at the way they won that World Series in 2014. They rolled one guy to a championship.
True.
They rolled one guy. That pitching staff was in shambles. The bullpen was basically in shambles. And they come back in 2016.
He was the bullpen.
Right? And you think about what they did in 2016. Bobby Evans and Sabian went on a shopping spree. They brought out the Brinks truck for Denard Span. They brought it out for Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford. I mean, they gave Posey his big money deal back in 2013. I mean, they went out there and spent loot. And they go to 2016, and the signs were there the second half of the season. They were the worst baseball team in the second half of 2016. And I know I sound like a broken record.
I ignored it, Bonte. No, I ignored it, though.
And you know who else ignored it? The Giants, because they took the Cubs to four games the year they won the World Series, and they thought, oh, we lost game four because we blew it in the ninth inning. We just need a closer. We need a closer. Well, they gave Mark Melancon a four-year, $62 million deal and couldn't see the warts. Couldn't see the warts on that roster. And that's a big-time problem. And so they mismanage it. So when you do that, to Steiny's point, you're on it. When you do that, everything is backloaded. Everything is going to take a little while longer because now all of a sudden you got a top 10 payroll. You can't get out of these contracts because another team's going to say, why would I trade for Brandon Crawford? Why would I trade for Brandon Belt? Why would I trade for Jeff Samardzija? Why would I trade for Johnny Cueto when he's hurt? And that's why this rebuild is going to be a little bit longer. But boy, they got to get it right. And Farhan, you got to give him time. That's the man on the clock. I'm not looking at Gabe Kapler anymore. Kapler is who he is. It's all about what Farhan does and how he sheds these contracts off. Because until he can shed these contracts off, what is he really going to be able to do? What is he going to be able to do to help this team win?
Yeah, and I'm looking on the text line and someone was making the comparison between the Warriors saying, should the Warriors, are you saying the Warriors should get off Clay and Steph? No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I think we're seeing it with the Giants and maybe we'll see it with the Warriors. The notion of keeping championship teams together for 10 years, who are those teams? Okay, the Patriots. Well, why have the Patriots been able to be great for 10 or 15 years? Two guys, Brady, Belichick. Brady has defied the constraints of age, played deep into his career. Belichick has proven himself to be a coaching genius, and they've been able to, extend that greatness for over 10 years. But it's because of Brady and Belichick. The Spurs, same thing. Yep. They got a break. They had David Robinson, and then they get Tim Duncan, a guy who's even better than David Robinson as a player, and Popovich. He's been there the whole time. So what I'm getting at is those are really special type circumstances. And, not to conflate, the Giants, they don't have this opportunity. They're already – that opportunity is already lost. They won their last title in 14. They've gone to the playoffs once since 14. So they can't even be one of these teams now. The Warriors, they still have a shot. Why? Well, you know why they have a shot? Because they got a little lucky. That's all. And by luck, I mean kind of bad luck with their injuries. But the Warriors are now in a position where they could theoretically make a great move and stay on top. But even that, even with it set up for them to do that, I don't think they're going to be able to do it because I still don't see a superstar out there that they're going to be able to get. So it's really hard.
And they also got lucky, Steiny, in 2016 when they were able to sign Kevin Durant because of the Steph Curry contract and the spike in the revenue. They got lucky there with the spike in the cap. So they caught a couple breaks there. And one thing the Spurs and Patriots did that you mentioned, not only did they catch a break with Duncan or whatnot, but they drafted well. They drafted
just
well.
Gonna speak
the Giants have not drafted well. Think about Christian Arroyo. Where's he at? He just got DFA'd by the Cleveland Indians. He hasn't done anything. Gary Brown done nothing. Steven Doug, they haven't drafted well at all. So not only do you got to hit in the free agency and catch a little luck, but you got to draft well. And the Giants didn't check the box on any of those things. They gave out money. They didn't draft well. And that's why they're in the position they are in now.
He checked all the boxes.
Yep.
And that's why I marvel just real quick at Belichick, because you talk about him not paying stars or letting guys walk, but his ability to find guys that can fit his system and not just fit his systems. I think of the numerous cornerbacks that come in and they're ball hawkers. You know, he knows what he's trying to identify, and that's what's kept the train going. And just real quick about Pop and the Spurs organization, I don't know about you two. I never in a million years thought Kawhi Leonard would be what he was, but Kawhi Leonard could have been Daryl Johnson. He could have been Bonte Hill or Matt Stimons in the draft, a guy that came to the Spurs, you know, did much of nothing, but they hit a grand slam with that. And I'm looking at the Warriors again, and the more I think about it, I went to bed last night like, dude, if I'm Bob Myers in Lakeup, I mean, this is it, man. Michael Jackson. I don't know if that player's there, but to keep this train moving in the championship direction, what you do in this draft or what you get for your draft pick after we find out what happens on lottery day is going to go a long way in what we see and what we think of the Golden State Warriors for the next few years. And I'm here for it. I'm excited.
Well, hey, you know what, Bonte? I want to piggyback on what you said about drafting too. Because you're absolutely right. Duncan Robinson to Duncan is huge, and Brady playing for 20 years is right. Huge. But the kind of things that have kept the Spurs on top, and this is directly applicable to the Warriors. Yeah, they found Kawhi Leonard. All right, you know who else they found? I don't know if anybody's really noticed this about the Spurs. They got some young players. Yeah. They got Derek White.
Ooh, he's
they got Lonnie Walker. DeJounte Murray.
They got some players.
Even Bryn Forbes. They've kind of clicked. And you look at the Warriors, and they've got Poole, McCaw, Jordan Bell, Jacob Evans, Damian Jones. Pascal was a hit, or it looks like he's going to be a hit.
Kevon Looney was okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
He won you a
but
couple
you're
series.
Right. Yeah. You're right. It's – you know, if let's say Wiseman turns out to be pretty good, that, and I don't want to poo-poo anything, but even if Wiseman's pretty good, they're going to have to do other things.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the big thing, but they're also going to have to do other things to stay at that championship level.
Not to mention Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Those had to be low picks. I mean, they weren't lottery picks.
Two future Hall of Famers.
Exactly. Our board op Joe Spadoni mentioned, too, he goes, man, the Warriors, you see Bol Bol last night for Denver?
Steiner, we got to talk about it, man.
They took Smiley Geach, and I remember, fellas, I'll share a story at the Warriors Media Center. Ask John Dickinson. There's media members hitting the table saying, Bol Bol, Bol Bol, draft Bol Bol. And they went with Smiley Geach, and Bol Bol looks like he could be a player.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. We'll talk more about this. 888-957-9570. What are you watching for the Giants, and how long is this rebuild going to take? What is a successful season for the 2020 Giants? 888-957-9570. We'll also get into some bubble talk and the Golden State Warriors. I know a lot of people wanted to talk about them yesterday. It is very intriguing what the Warriors will do next. Draft lottery coming up August 20th. Where will the Warriors pick? Cannot wait for that. That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Safeway. Matt Stimons, Dirty Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, plus more of your phone calls. 888-957-9570. It's all sponsored by Safeway. Shop the big anniversary sale at Safeway through August 11th. Earn 4 times your reward points for every $10 you spend on participating items. Look for the tags. Redeem gas rewards at participating Safeway, Chevron, and Texaco stations. Safeway, come in and explore.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the Radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites. And don't miss a second. Whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, and use your rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Dave Stewart, who joined us yesterday at 1 p.m. You can also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. Fellas, we're talking about draft picks and how to bounce back from how to rebuild and what it takes to rebuild. And it takes good drafting, good signing, and some lucky breaks here. The Warriors, just thinking about the Warriors, and somebody on the text line, this is why I jogged my memory here from the 510. They had Kendrick Nunn in the G League, the Warriors, and now he's starting with the Miami Heat.
Wow.
Last night, Chris Boucher played really well for the Toronto Raptors. I get all the starters weren't out there, but he looked like a pro player. Guess what? he was with the Warriors team. He was with their G League team and on their bench when they won a championship. They've had some players who have blossomed outside of their organization. So not only do you have to catch breaks and draft well, but you got to find who's who. And they let some pretty good pieces go. Like if the Warriors had Chris Boucher and Kendrick Nunn, I guarantee you a lot of us would feel a lot better about their prospects going into next season.
I think you're right, but I think there's a part we're leaving out, and it's something that's yet to be determined, and that is how well can the Warriors develop young players? You look at Miami, they are known for that.
Yep.
That's what they do.
Yep.
You look at the Spurs, that's what they do. That's like a signature of, I mean, think about
Toronto
it. Those
too,
two things are a signature of Popovich and Pat Riley. And that's one thing. You know, if the Warriors are going to be light years, like Joe Lacob said a few years back, they've got to get to that level. There's no other way around it.
That's a great point.
And that's one thing they have not proven yet, that they can develop young players on that kind of level.
So do you think it's wrong of me because the fact that the Warriors were playing for chips, they had Durant, they were top-heavy fellas, is it wrong for me to say you can't have it all? So when you play for championships, maybe not you get a pass, Bonte and Steiny, but it's understandable that you missed on the Nuns or whatnot because you were too focused, you know, on going to the finals every year, and guys like that, had you hit, probably wouldn't have had a big imprint on what you were doing to get back or get that ring. You know what I mean? Or am I like, nah, goo, even when it's going good, you still got to hit or have an eye for that talent before they get out of the building?
Well, I think when you look at the Patriots, player development, the Spurs, player development, the Heat, player development, the Toronto Raptors, look at where Pascal Siakam has come from. And OG Anunoby. That's what makes the great team stay relevant. And you may not win it every single season,
but
that's what makes the good teams stay relevant. The Seattle Seahawks always seem to stay in it. The Philadelphia Eagles seem to always stay in it. The Chiefs now always seem to stay in it. You gotta, and that's the one knock on this organization. When we look at who has been developed and who hasn't been developed, that's the one knock, and that's why this offseason is so huge for the Warriors, because not only do they need to hit on the pick or hit on the trade exception or hit on whatever they do, but they also got to start to develop some young talent, because guess what? I don't believe that the age is going to matter for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green next season, but at some point it will matter, and you got to start thinking about life after those big three. You got to have something there. It seemed like Pop had a plan after Tim Duncan. They're still relevant. Sure, they're not a championship contender, but look at the way they're playing without LaMarcus Aldridge. They're probably going to be in that play-in game. They're going to sneak their way into that play-in game. The Miami Heat, all of a sudden the top five team with basically one star, Jimmy Butler. They're developing, so I think it behooves a team like the Warriors or a good organization to develop young talent. I don't think, Snidey, you get a pass for that.
No, but I mean, in fairness, and this is important. I mean, you look at a team like the Spurs. Okay, they get out of bio, and he turns out to be much better. I mean, the Warriors do have Draymond Green. He fits that bill of a player who they brought into their system and developed, and he turned into a star. So they have done it, but there's
a
consistency that the other teams see. You know that other. At the Spurs, and maybe Toronto is coming into that group. We'll see, but they're off to a good start in terms of that, too. But, yeah, that is the one, maybe the box that's unchecked for the Warriors.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here. I know this all started with the premise of what are you looking for with the Giants, and I don't want to be a wet rag or a downer, but just real quick tonight, they're in Houston.
I'm negative, Nancy.
Bonte and Steiny. What player do you look around and say he'll be here for the next phase? I don't see one. And if I had a bullhorn, I would go in the clubhouse and say, nobody's untouchable. Nobody's untouchable, and that's what we're dealing with. Yeah, I got a bottle on the line. I'm hoping the math works. But at the end of the day, if you're Farhan, you're looking at this team like there's not one IO, there's not one player realistically, and maybe Yaz can be that guy. But just because of his birth certificate status, I just don't see it. So, you know, we're all different. We all root for different things, and we're going to see a team of the Giants' elk and caliber make that eighth seed, Bonte. So that's why I'm just like, what did Shasky say? Why not us? But at the end of the day, when you look at the totality of this and them getting back being a contender, it's bleak right now, man. Stiny. It is bleak.
You should have. So last Thursday. Sucks. I think it was last Thursday. Or was it? No, it was a couple weeks ago.
It might have been Wednesday. Stoney was off.
Thursday and Friday and then the whole week. And Shasky and Guru, I took your role, Stoney. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, you did. Saying, I didn't like it either.
Why not us after six games? And these guys were looking at the standings and talk about, well, after six games, 3-3 with a big one against the Padres.
Playoffs.
And I swear it drove me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I was angry.
But the day before he was on board, Stoney, you don't get on board.
No, like, Bonte was on board. I see this team with a series. So when I hear why not us, they stink. That's why. They don't have the talent. I mean, come on. And so I'm glad you missed that show because it would have drove you absolutely insane what was coming from these guys. I mean, they were wearing the pom-poms and everything.
You know it, baby. Well, but here's the thing. Like, and I think this expanded playoffs is I don't think it's doing the Giants any favors because they could theoretically, a month from now with 10 to play, we're going to be, you know what? They go 8-2 and the team in eighth goes 4-6. We're going to, but what does it really mean?
See,
they are who they are. And nobody believes they're going to the postseason and going to make a run and win it all.
And Stoney, this is growth on me because last year, Bumgarner to me represented, if you trade him, you're just throwing in your hand and you're saying you got hot, but you want to ignore you got hot. You don't think you can do anything. And to me, if I was a player, that would be the ultimate sign of management saying they don't believe in us. But this year, Stoney, there's not a move, Bonte, that Farhan will not make because of this expanded playoffs. This expanded playoffs is such a joke that somebody's going to have to get that spot that I don't think Farhan will be paralyzed by, we got a chance. I know he's looking at the bigger picture. But for fans and spectators like myself, Stoney, if you get in there, I'll watch the game. But, Bonte, I don't think in a million years Farhan's thinking, I can't make a move because it might mess us up in this three games we get if we happen to back into a playoff spot. There's no way. Yeah, because this is a joke.
I mean, let me ask you this, because who do you think has the most value on the Giants?
Johnny Cueto, and I mean that with my heart. Johnny Cueto, Bonte. That's my answer, Johnny Cueto.
I mean,
on a good day, he can get you something, man.
Yeah, I wonder if
to
there's
me, it's
American.
Yaz, actually.
Yaz? Okay. Wow, that's.
But it could be Yaz and Cueto.
Okay.
But
all right.
To me, like, yeah. And I hate to say this, but if you could move Yaz and Cueto by the deadline,
go ahead.
I think you could get a couple prospects.
I'm all in.
For here's why I say so for Yaz. I think
outfield versatility.
I think he could play on a lot of really good. Like he's
okay.
It's like he's perfect for a contender. He's kind of young and he's just come up into the league, but he's 30. Like, I think you could plug Yaz right into a team that's going down the stretch into the playoffs, and he could contribute.
Stoney, we had Carl Yastrzemski on, his grandfather, when you were out, and he said San Francisco was really important to Mike. It changed his entire career. He loves San Francisco. This is a spot for him. And it seems like he's becoming a fan favorite, which I get. This is what cost the Giants to get into the situation anyway, because Brandon Belt and Crawford were fan favorites, and you give them all this money, and it's like, what are you doing? Boy, that'd be, if you trade Mike Yastrzemski, which, look, I get it, there's value there. You have to trade Mike knowing that he's not going to be part of your long-term plans. If he's not part of your long-term plans, then you know what? Start trading all these guys. Solano, Mike Yastrzemski, Dickerson. You might as well just trade everybody.
Nobody's untouchable, B.
So is there one player you could take into the future on this team? I guess there's nobody.
Stoney, I'm saying no.
Does have value, Mike Yastrzemski. You guys are basically saying, let's see if you can get some value for him.
Yeah. But I think Guru hit on something. the problem, you know, Guru's looking at it like nobody's untouchable on this team. Well, I think the problem is that all the other teams look at the Giants and say, those guys are untouchable. I don't want those guys. Why do we, like, let's be honest. I mean, if we're really honest, of course a team could use Cueto for the right price, I think. Yeah. I don't think that's a stretch. Same with Yastrzemski. Yep. I'm a little more concerned with Longoria at this point, Belt at this point, Crawford, at this point.
Yeah.
Although, ooh, big hit last night for Crawford, kept it going. Yeah. Hey, Bonta, you said something last night on Twitter. How the hell can Evan Longoria not take the first pitch last night on that last
He's a competitor.
How do you should be fine.
Go ahead. I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, this guy, Presley's
selfish
throwing balls.
SOB.
You see Crawford taking pitches, and it's like, make him throw a couple. And he just goes up there. I mean, I was just like, all right, fine. Game's over. Let me go to the A's. And I was over that game anyway, in the damn thing already. But why don't you take the first pitch? I didn't get that one. And the Brendan Belt at bat was just like, runners on second and third, no outs. And it was back-to-back at bats. It wasn't just Brendan Belt. Back-to-back at bats, you pop out, don't get a run in. I thought the Crawford at bat. The Crawford at bat was funny because Quack goes afterwards, and boy, it's got to feel good for Crawford to not hit it right at an infielder.
Yeah,
Like, damn, man.
The bar has been lowered.
Well, I was being a stickler because Kuiper and you said the same thing. They go, tough night for Brandon Belt. Two strikeouts, two pop-outs. And I thought to myself, one was a fly out. It's caught by a left fielder. That last out was caught by a left fielder.
And fellas, I don't have to tell you, I got a vivid imagination. So I never made the big leagues, the pros on any level. But I always think I'm that guy that would be in the clubhouse. And what Longo did to me, you should be fined. I think I would have told him, hey, look, the dude's on some balls. It's about the team. And for you to come up there and whack the first pitch like it's softball, that's the most selfish display of baseball ever, Steiny. Come on, man. Take a pitch.
Maybe he was told by Farhad and Capo, hey, swing at the first pitch. It's a fastball. Let's just swing. Go into swinging for I didn't get it. I was just like,
just kill the drama.
Like, just killed the rally like that.
Let him off the hook.
Let the drama build a little bit, man. Work the count. Get on base. This guy just went up there. I'm going Babe
Ruth. He had to go somewhere.
Yes.
He had to go somewhere.
I don't know what that was about. I mean,
Netflix
just an ugly game. Just an ugly, the catcher's interference because Steiny had fun with this one.
We got to get to that, Steiny. Yeah, we got to get to this. How did Steiny know what happened in Baltimore?
Because I was watching ESPN and Carl Ravitch said it.
Dude.
Bottom line.
So I was like, first of all, there's no way in hell he's watching Oriole games. And I was like, I was thinking about Whole Foods because my girl dragged me to Whole Foods, by the way. Whole Foods is a great store. Especially when
expensive.
You just get to listen to the scores of the game, you listen to some music, or you make a phone call. Other than that, my skin crawls when I walk into Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Why?
I can't handle it. Oh, it's just it's a mess. People are banging into you with their carts. You don't know where to go.
Oh, wow.
It's just, I don't do grocery stores or malls, man. I can't do it.
Love our sponsor, Whole Foods, though. They are great.
They are amazing. Amazing. That's
fantastic,
why we shop
store.
There.
My favorite place to shop.
Thanks, Pastone.
We shop at it. Whole Foods. I just like to stand outside. Most of the time, I go get the cheddar and broccoli soup, and I say, you know what? I'm going to grab the soup, and babe, I'll wait for you when you come out with the cart and the groceries. I'll load them up into the car, and we're gone. But I actually went to the store with her, and it worked out because I had the game in my earbuds. But I'm saying, Orioles game? Steiny? What the hell? Where did this pull come from?
I was impressed, Steiny.
I was impressed. I was like, the Orioles.
Twice.
Two catcher interferences? Because I've never seen them. I don't even remember Posey's catcher interferences. And the Giants have four catcher interferences this year. Four.
Yeah. So if just to let people in on it, you know, last night, another catcher's interference. It was, number four for Trump?
One for Trump, three for Heinemann.
That's right. That's right. They're platooning the interference. So Carl Ravitch on ESPN said, you know, interesting, I wish I knew the catcher's name. That would give me bonus points. But Baltimore catcher had two catcher's interference in the same inning the other day. So,
I can't name you three Oriole players. I'm just looking at the baseball reference like, who the hell is on the Baltimore Orioles?
I saw that. I was like, Steiny. we'll say this. because I'm laying off Kapler. I think he's here to 2024. But Steiny and Bonte, what do you think of the catcher interference? Somebody's implemented that, and it's almost like lightweight embarrassing, Bonte, especially when you look at Buster Posey and his years in the Giant uniform and how many times it's happened to him and how many times Steiny has happened this year to Giant catchers. It's kind of like whoever put the rule in, Can we draw it back a little bit? That's all. Because Twitter was going crazy on how is this happening. We're not used to seeing this, but it's biting the Giants in the ass, and it cost them a run.
Yeah, that inning was ugly in the third.
I mean,
it was ugly.
Clearly, well, I mean, you know what? It's analytics. It's partly analytics.
Yeah.
They've done these. They clearly have done these studies that if you move up in the box. I shouldn't say box. What is it? The catcher's area? What's it called right behind the plate?
Oh, the catcher's box.
Catcher's box.
Yeah, the catcher's box. Yeah, obviously, you move up on the catcher's box. You can get a strike called on pitches that might be a little low.
Right. That's not working. That's
what Kapler said, and that's what Ravitch was saying. They were talking about it on ESPN, how that's kind of become the in vogue thing to do in baseball. But clearly, I mean, how hard is it to –
Krukow almost blew a gasket without blowing a gasket. He get tired of it, man.
Krukow and Kuiper going crazy. They're just having fun, and they're just dropping gems with this team. And you can tell some of the mistakes they make, they're just like, damn, we got to watch this for another – we got to watch this for another 40-plus games?
Right. Jeez. I don't know the number, so that tells you where I'm at.
As long as the check hits the direct deposit, I guess they're happy, man, because they're sitting there at Oracle Park like, what are we watching here?
When Trump was on one knee and then he did it again the next batter, Krukow was about to lose his mind. He's like, that's a rookie mistake. Oh, he's doing it again.
That's Joe Spadotti, by the way, our board op here.
Yeah, we love him.
We love
resident Laker fan.
God, I hate that
guy. Steiny, we figured out, not only did Guru, I can't believe you think Kapler's going to be here in 2024.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, we also discovered that Guru's he's a secretive Lakers fan. He keeps it on a DL, but he's a big-time Lakers fan.
No, Steiny and I have talked about this at the old ship. Steiny, the Warriors were so bad during my adolescence, we would adopt a team in the playoffs. And Kobe and Shaq, you know, I like tandems. It was Mike and Scotty, and then it was Shaq and Kobe. So that's it. And Joe Shasky heard a caller tell me I was a Laker fan. He ran with it. My guy Phil Handy coaching on the Lakers. That's my guy. I went out to visit him. So I'm rooting for them. I wouldn't be mad if he got another ring. But other than that, it's Warriors on mine, Bonte.
No. Because, Steiny, I walked in during a break, and Guru is talking down the line to Spadotti. He goes, I'm really worried about this Lakers team. Like, man, they're not defending.
I forgot you were in buckets. Studio.
And I'm listening to him. And he had the tone of, like, when he talks about his Cowboys or his Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm concerned, man.
I don't know if they can really turn it around in a bubble. Ask Joe Spadotti.
This is the game after they already clinched the one seed, too, and then he's saying that he's worried about
Spadotti.
The Lakers.
Excuse me.
Why are we worried about the Lakers, Guru? Well,
I'm going to stick up for Guru here because our good friend Monty Poole at NBC Sports Bay Area, he just wrote a story about how since the Warriors aren't in the bubble and they're not in the postseason, he says, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, if you're a Warrior fan, you can pick a team to root for down in the bubble.
Right.
So,
and you think it would be Dame, really okay. Portland, being that he's from Oakland, you know, that people would root for Dame. But I
what team are you? So you're the Lakers, Goo?
Yeah, for Phil, man.
What about you, Bonte?
I'm kind of over the Clippers. I want to root for Kawhi. But what Paul George and Pat Bev did on Saturday afternoon down in the bubble, it turned me off. It really did. So I'm rolling with the Raptors. I'm going to roll with the Raptors. Raptors and Heat. I'm going to pick two teams just because.
Well, I guess I'll probably root for Denver, actually, because I like Mike Malone. And I think they've got I kind of like them. And they still stay under the radar, man. In terms of, I mean, people talk more about Dallas than Denver.
No doubt.
Right.
And I think Denver's better than Dallas.
Boy. How about this? Hashtag random, both of you. Can we give, and I know Russell Westbrook, one of my favorite players, just from an athleticism standpoint, takes a lot of heat. But have you noticed, Steiny and Bonte, that he's just left the three ball alone? He'll attempt one every here and there. But, Steiny, somebody's gotten his ear since this bubble, Bonte, and he's going to the rack like he used to with reckless abandon, and I think it's just helping the Rockets. Like, we're going to shoot threes, but I won't be one of them. I'll just do what I do and try to attack the rim and dish out. I don't know what they're going to do or be, but I'm just – kudos to him for having changing his mindset. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but he's attacking that rim, man, about time.
About time. 30% threes, shooting what, under 30%? Well, come back to me in the playoffs. Let's see what Westbrook does in the playoffs. Look, Denver – watching Denver last night, I'm glad you brought up Denver, Steiny, because watching Denver, I had the Warriors in the back of my mind thinking, Denver's going to be a problem. I mean, they got their second unit looks like they could compete with the Warriors right now. I mean, you got Will Barton not even playing, Gary Harris not even playing, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, Jokic, who put on a show against Utah in that triple overtime game. Warriors, are the Warriors in some trouble here? I know we keep talking about this, but, man, I'm looking at these teams in the West. I'm thinking it's not
OKC,
going to be easy.
Portland, yeah. Dallas, keep going, man. It's like every team presents something, Steiny. This is big for the Warriors in these next
you know
couple
what?
Weeks, man.
And this is most people would say, you know, if I got asked the Warriors in trouble, I'd say, yeah, they are. The Warriors are not in trouble. They're not in trouble unless you're expecting more titles. If you're expecting more titles, I do think,
wow.
First of all, obviously there's no guarantee, but that's a high demand, I think.
Ooh, so what should we expect from the Warriors?
Exactly.
After looking
Steph
at this
Curry.
Ooh, and I want to ask the fans, 888-957-9570, what are their realistic expectations for next season for the Golden State Warriors, a team that we don't even know the next time they're going to hit the court? We have no idea when they're going to hit the court again. Is it going to be Christmas? Is it going to be January? 888-957-9570. We'll get into that right here on BSNG. Dirt of Guru Johnson, Matt Simon, Bonte Hill, all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.